Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development, where I create actionable content that you can try before you hit the sack tonight. Today, I present to you part two of my interview with Mary Maddox from Meditation Oasis, and I also will announce the winner of the draw for the School of Greatness book by Lewis Howes. Now, if you're not familiar with Mary, she has the guided meditation podcast called Meditation Oasis, and since launching in 2006, she's had millions of downloads from people all over the world. In this episode, we're going to pick up where Mary left off, sharing about her favorite way to meditate. And then she's going to talk about what she suggests for anyone just starting out with meditation. And then we're going to hear more about her online courses and her apps. I hope you enjoy this episode.
My very favorite thing is when I meditate with my group. And there are a number of podcast episodes that are meditations that are recorded with my group.
Yeah.
And so I just close my eyes and I essentially and meditating myself, and then I speak kind of what comes. That can be really potent. But, you know, that's not what everybody's going to do. They're not going to.
Right. Because you work with people one-on-one and you lead groups on meditation, so you've seen a lot of people who basically their goal is they want to learn to meditate. And you've taught online courses, which we'll talk about in a bit. I'm going to ask this question in one. It's really two. What do you find works well for someone starting out? And what do you find tends to not work well when they're wanting to learn to meditate?
I think the absolute easiest and most direct way to learn meditation is being guided. And that's why I am so focused on guided meditations. Our online course basically teaches you to meditate through guided meditations. And then the text is really support questions. Because from the very first time you sit to meditate with a good guided meditation, you can have that experience of meditation right away. I know a lot of people say you have to practice and it takes time, but I beg to differ. It depends. You know, it can take a little longer for some people to feel confident in what they're doing. To feel that it's okay that their mind is wandering, to not fight it, to not fight the emotions that come up, and so on. But essentially, I think it's very easy. I think we started with the question of what is the best way to learn. I think the best way is to have guidance. And that can be in form of a teacher personally, one-on-one, and it can be in the form of a guided meditation.
Or a podcast.
A lot of people are perfectly happy meditating with our podcast. And, you know, you can kind of learn to, quote, do it on your own, but whatever works.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. So I hope I'm not putting words in your mouth, but it sounds like what you're saying is that just giving yourself time and space and permission to sit, close your eyes, and just get aware of your thoughts and what's going on inside yourself, that's good enough right there without feeling you have to not think about taking out the garbage later and not think about the grocery list. Like whatever you're thinking is fine. Notice it and come back. Just give yourself time, space, permission to sit and be still.
Yes. I mean, even that is meditation. Yeah. Just sit and not do anything else and not resist what's happening. Just be present. I remember I one time was talking with this woman, and she said she felt bad because she would come home from work and she would just sit and stare out into space. And you know what? That's meditation. Yeah. I mean, that can be meditation.
Yeah.
It's just letting go. Yeah, so you did a good job. Good summary. And you don't, you know, the only thing I'd add is that you don't even have to be, to make a point of becoming aware of your thoughts. It's automatic. And just know that what all you're doing is exactly what you're doing, noticing.
Sometimes I think the expectations are so high.
Yes.
That people feel defeated because they can't achieve them, and yet they've already achieved them in what they're doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
I also noticed, so you've got your online meditation course. Do you want to say anything more about the course?
First thing I'll say about the course is just a technical thing, and that is we also have the course in the form of an app.
Mm.
So an app is going to be, well, it's less expensive, but you'll get all the same things in an app. So I just want to say that first, and it's more convenient.
So they're exactly the same. It's just that one's an online version and one's an app.
One's in the form of the app and one's an online version.
Thank you.
It uses that principle that I said. You'll be guided into the experience of meditation. And then if after you've gone through that meditation, you have some question, you're doubting, you're wondering if you did it right, we have a whole, it's like a troubleshooting.
Right.
So, you know, if your problem was, oh, I had too many thoughts, then you click on, I had too many thoughts, and it tells you.
Okay.
It answers that.
Now, I noticed you have another course called At Ease, Anxiety and Worry.
Right.
Relief. Can you share about that? Because I know a lot of people do experience anxiety.
Sure.
It can be so crippling. It's
part of life and can become a terribly crippling thing. Well, we had a lot of people asking for something for anxiety, even though listening to the regular podcast meditations was helping, they were still asking for more. So I wanted to create something that would go deeper with the issue of anxiety. There are three breathing meditations. Breathing exercises, breathing meditations that are specifically geared for anxiety. And then there's a journaling process. And that's many people find really helpful because it helps you to break into this, what I call the anxiety worry spiral. So where you get anxious, then you start to worry, because when you feel anxious, you feel like something's wrong. It's fear. It spins off into worry, and then the more you worry, the higher the anxiety gets. Yeah. And so you need to break into that. But this journaling process is designed to help you to do that, so that you don't just have a meditation to make you feel better at the time, but to really establish a whole different way of being in your life that will reduce your anxiety, or you'll start to automatically relax with it. And that also is available as an app. Same story.
And I'll have links to all these apps in the show notes at affirmationpod.com/Mary. And I'm really excited about what you said, because I'm working on an online journaling course called Journaling Pod 4. And it's on how to journal effectively and consistently. So do you have any advice for somebody creating an online course for journaling?
Gee, I don't know, because you're going to have your own unique process, but get in touch with me if you have any questions.
Awesome. Thank you. And just, I'm going to keep asking a couple more questions about your apps, but I wanted to say for the listeners, like, as I'm talking to Mary, I can just sense she's the real deal. Like, she's got this tranquility to her. She's relaxed. She's centered and grounded. And I think that just comes from like her, what is it? The ROI, the return on investment. She's invested in meditation in her life, her 20 minutes in the morning or 20 minutes before dinner, it was, I think you said.
Yeah. And, you know, there was a long period of my life where I did it twice a day, which is really great if you can do it. But the main thing is just be regular, do it every day. And I love that return on investment. You just can't imagine the benefits. And they really do get greater and greater as you go along, and they do affect your whole way of being.
And I'm seeing and hearing that even through Skype.
Good, you know, because sometimes I picked up the phone and somebody says, well, that's not you. That's not your voice. Because when I leave the meditation,
yes,
I'm way into this relaxed place. You know,
you're still a person.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their Classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it. But if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
I just wanted to ask, because you said you have about 10 apps. We don't have to go into every single one, but is there anything you want to say about the apps to let people know?
Yeah, if you are already a podcast listener, the reason you might be interested in the apps, and this is one of the reasons we did them, is that you can choose whether you want music or not with the voice. You can choose also from nature sounds, and then you can vary how loud the voice is as opposed to the music or the nature sounds. You know, because we were always getting people, well, the music's too loud, I can't hear the voice. Or I can't hear the music enough. And you can't adjust it for everybody on a podcast. So the apps give you a lot of flexibility for how you listen. And then there's the convenience. And our most popular app is Simply Being.
Simply Being.
And what I love about that one is that you have this basic Simply Being meditation. It's one of the basic meditations you can do.
Yeah.
But you can choose anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, depending on how much time you have. Yep.
And so
some of them are not just meditation. Some have some other process on it.
Technology is amazing now for what it can give people.
It is totally amazing. It's totally amazing. We could never have dreamed that, you know, we could be reaching thousands of people all over the world. Yeah, the potential, because... okay, we're in a small town. How many people could we reach in person?
Yeah.
And it's there's certain people that are going to resonate with you. Certain people that resonate with Richard's music, resonate with my meditation or my voice or my style or whatever. It's not everybody. Yeah. It's certain people. But when you can have that reach yeah. all over the world, those people can find you. And that is the great thing.
I know. That I still get blown away by that. The internet is amazing. I'm talking to you because of it, right?
You know, podcasting, it is a wonderful, it's fun to talk to another podcaster. I haven't really done that. And it's just a whole world in itself, isn't it?
Yes. Well, let's close this off. Is there any last, anything? I'll give you the last word, Mary. What do you want to say?
The last word. Oh, boy. I always like to have the last word. Just know that you and your life are just as they should be. And let yourself be.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time, Mary. Thank you for all the work you've given. Thank you for... Yeah, all the work behind the scenes to create your podcast and your website, your courses, your apps. It's truly a gift to the world. And I would just want to say on behalf of all your listeners and for everybody who has been touched by your work and who's just their lives, their souls have been changed, thank you. And thank you to Richard as well.
Well, thank you for this. I really enjoyed it. And thank you to everyone who does listen. You're part of this whole journey with us. And so we're very grateful.
And that was the second half of my interview with Mary Maddox, where she talked about her favorite way to meditate, the method she recommends for someone just starting out, which is to use guided meditations. And one way to do that is to go to her podcast at Meditation Oasis. I also wanted to be sure to mention that the link to Mary's online courses and her apps, including her top downloaded app, Simply Being, can be found in the show notes at affirmationpod.com/Mary, M-A-R-Y. I want to now announce the winner of the draw for the brand new School of Greatness book by Lewis Howes. If it's your first time connecting into Affirmation Pod, here's what happened. Anyone who signed up for my email list before November 1st was entered into the draw. So now I'm announcing the person who won the book. However, I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce your name, so I apologize in advance if I am not pronouncing it correctly, but here goes. I believe it's Eve, spelled Y-V-E-S. So Eve, congratulations. I'm going to email you right after this episode is published and would love for you to get back to me with your mailing address so I can ship the book over to you, and I hope you enjoy the book. The next episode is actually going to be an affirmation. It won't be me speaking as I am right now. And this one was scheduled for my previous podcast, Affirmations for Healthy Living, but I held back on it because someone in my mastermind group asked if my audience would be interested in this topic, and I wasn't sure. Well, now that I'm connecting with you here at Affirmation Pod, I realize that many of you are interested in this topic. So the next episode will be Affirmations for Entrepreneurs. I have discovered many of you know and follow podcasters like John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire. And I'm really excited to share this affirmation with you. Plus, I am about 80% sure that I will have a surprise announcement related to the topic of entrepreneurship in my episode that follows Affirmations for Entrepreneurs. Now, last thing I want to share before I let you go. Many of you know I'm working on an online course for journaling effectively and consistently called Affirmation Pod that you can find at affirmationpod.com. And there's a part of this course that originally was an afterthought when I was outlining it, but now that I'm creating it, I have fallen in love with this part of the course that I want to share with you right now. So, as a clinical counselor and educator, I'm really comfortable putting together presentations, workshops, lectures. I've been paid to do that for a long time. So that's a central part of the course. However, the afterthought was creating guided journaling MP3s. So Mary creates guided meditation MP3s and podcasts. When I was putting this course together and thinking of how I could add more actionable content, because that's what I'm really into, I started thinking, well, I already have like my Heil PR40 microphone, my podcasting equipment. I could create guided journaling MP3s really easily. So I'll add that to the course. I'll include it in the course. What I didn't know is now that I have created them, and there's 12 of them, I'm totally in love with them. Last week, I had a situation where I was surprised how much emotion came out of me and a situation with this person. And so when I was reviewing my guided journaling MP3s, and there's one called Another Perspective, and I was listening to it, I used this situation that I was in where I got resentful. I was very resentful to be around this person at that moment. And it wasn't even like I was, I don't know, it just came, it surprised me. I listened to my guided journaling track. And what I do is I take myself through my own perspective of it, another perspective, and a third perspective. So there's three perspectives that I unpack in this guided journaling track. And it was super cool because going through it and going through another perspective, which helped me understand how I could accept the situation more easily. And then through the third perspective, I kind of got into a new angle and found some more acceptance and peace on the situation. I mean, for me, that was gold. And so I really want to thank you for those of you who have purchased this course pre-sale already, because it's given me the opportunity to create the course, but it's also given me the chance to do something I would never have done otherwise, which is create these MP3s. And so these 12 tracks have just, I'm listening to them in the morning when I wake up. I'm listening to them, well, when I review them, when I'm on my computer, and I'm also listening to them at night. And I also listened to them last night when I was doing the dishes. So I know I'm tagging the course as how to journal effectively and consistently, but I realize it could definitely qualify as a journaling therapy course as well. If you've been listening to this and you've been thinking these guided journaling MP3s could help you, I invite you to consider taking the course. It's still on presale. The regular price is $297 and it's on presale for $89. So once I launch it, it will be $297. So if you want to get in now at the $89 price, head over to journalingpod.com. And again, thank you to those of you who have pre-ordered it. I am loving the value in this course. My name is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Thank you so much for listening and connecting in today. Again, next week, Affirmations for Entrepreneurs, and I'll be back talking with you the week after. 80% chance I'll have a surprise announcement related to entrepreneurship. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.